Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 8, The Avatars, Part 3, Nitya Leela. After describing the Shakyavesh incarnations, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak about the age of the Supreme Lord. Lord Chaitanya said that the Supreme Lord Krishna is always like a 16-year-old boy, and when Krishna desires to descend upon this universe, Krishna first of all sends his father and mother, who are his devotees, and then Krishna advents himself as an incarnation, or Krishna comes personally. All Krishna activities, beginning with the death of the Putana demon, are displayed in the innumerable universes, and there is no limit to them. Indeed, at every moment, at every second, the manifestations of Krishna and his various pastimes are seen in different universes, which are known as Brahmandas. Thus, Krishna activities are just like the waves of the Ganges River. Just as there is no limit to the flowing of the waves of the Ganges, there is no cessation of the incarnations of Lord Krishna throughout the different universes. From childhood, Krishna displays many pastimes, and ultimately Krishna exhibits the rasa dance. And it is said that all the pastimes of Krishna are eternal, and this is confirmed in every scripture. Generally, people cannot understand how Krishna performs his pastimes, but Lord Chaitanya clarified this by comparing Krishna's pastimes to the orbit of the earth about the sun. Because, according to the Vedic astrological calculations, the 24 hours of a day and night are divided into 60 dandas. The days are again divided into 3600 palas. The sun disk can be perceived in every 60 palas, and that time constitutes one danda. 8 dandas make one prahara, and the sun rises and sets within 4 praharas. Similarly, 4 praharas constitute one night, and after that the sun rises. And so similarly, all the pastimes of Krishna can be seen in any of the universes, just as the sun can also be seen in its movement through 3600 palas. Lord Krishna remains in this universe for only 125 years, but all the pastimes of that period are exhibited in each and every material universe. And these pastimes include Krishna's appearance, Krishna's boyhood activities, Krishna's youth, and then Krishna's later pastimes up to those pastimes at Dwaraka. Since all these pastimes are present in one or another of the myriad universes at any given time, they are thus called eternal. The sun is eternally existing, although we see it rise and set, appear and disappear, according to our position on planet Earth. And similarly, Krishna's pastimes are going on, although we can see them manifest in this particular universe only at certain intervals. Krishna's abode is the supreme planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, and by Krishna's will, this Goloka Vrindavan is manifest in this universe and in other universes as well. Thus, Krishna is always in his supreme abode, Goloka Vrindavan, and by the supreme will of Krishna, Krishna's activities there are also manifest in innumerable material universes. So when Krishna appears, Krishna appears in those particular places, and in every manifestation, Krishna's 6 opulences of beauty, wealth, fame, strength, knowledge, and renunciation are fully displayed. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 8, The Avatars, Part 3, Nitya Leela. Recorded July 21, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Maam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Maam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Maam.